Hi guys, and welcome to the first podcast of Robot English. Today's date is the 22nd of July 2025, and the time is 11:13. And so, yeah, this is the first podcast. So if you're listening, thank you very much. This is a podcast for those who are learning English. If you want to learn or get used to some native British English, then this is the place for you. I'm just going to do a short introduction to who I am, and hopefully this content can help people who are learning English, specifically British English, because I have, I have a strange accent. This is the first attempt, so I'm looking for feedback. So if anybody has anything that you want to see or hear or anything about my experience, then please let me know. You can send me an email, or you can let me know in the comments below. And so this podcast really is about natural native English. And so I do very little editing of what I say and of my voice. And this is to help you get used to the natural way that people speak. And so don't worry if you don't understand many things. That's totally fine. We're all learning languages, and hopefully the transcript will help you sort out anything that you can't hear. So thanks guys for, again, for coming back to the podcast. So just a little bit about myself. So, my hometown is in Scotland, and I have been an educator for about 8 years, and I live in Japan, and I moved to Japan in about 2019, and since then I've been studying Japanese. I think for 8 years I've been studying Japanese, and you know, when I first started, I really loved learning languages. I really hated languages at school, but I started learning Japanese by myself. I hated German classes at school. I really did not like them. I knew that if I went back to classes to learn Japanese, I would never learn it. I feel like it would be really boring, and so I basically tried to immerse myself in Japanese, and doing that I met many great people, and my life completely changed because I started learning Japanese. And during my learning, I did a lot of Japanese podcasts, or I listened to a lot of Japanese podcasts. So I feel like I've listened to a lot, and I now want to start making podcasts for English learners, because I think they're a really useful tool to learn a foreign language, and they're fun. I've been teaching English for, 2.5 years in a town called Sendai, and then I moved to Tokyo about 5 years ago. I've been living and working in Japan for a total of about 8 years. I love the culture. It's a very easy place to live, and I have made so many friends here that's made it really comfortable living, and so I'm very thankful for that. Now, my hobbies mostly involve running. Running is one of my favorite things. I usually run early in the morning, like 5 a.m. or something like that. It's a really just a great way to exercise, to feel good in the morning, and to mentally prepare myself for work. And I guess another one of my hobbies would probably be language learning. Obviously, Japanese is what I've been learning for 8 years, but I did German at school, which I really didn't like because it was all classes and it was a lot of grammar, and so it wasn't fun. But I really regretted not keeping it up. I saw lots of my friends who had continued to study and who went all over the world and met many great friends, and I was very jealous. And so after university, I wanted to try and learn Japanese. I guess that's where my hobby of learning languages started. I'm now starting to learn French, which I have always really loved the sound of French. It sounds really great. So I really do know how difficult it is to learn a language, and especially English. I think English is the one of the most difficult languages. Not, I mean, it, grammar is very easy, and you don't really need too many words to say what you want. But I think the difficult thing about English is that there are so many accents, especially mine. I'm from Scotland, and so Scotland is a difficult accent, and nobody knows where Scotland is. Scotland is a beautiful place, and so please listen to my voice many times, and please visit Scotland. Scotland is great. Now, if you are just starting English, I have a few tips for you. This is how I learned Japanese, so it might not work for you, but I think it's a good place to start. So I have four things for you. One is look at transcripts, look at subtitles, and make flashcards. Flashcards are very important. Sometimes they can be boring, but I think making flashcards is a really great way of learning. Number two is immersion. I think immersion is, or as much as you can, try and be in the language you're learning for as long as you can. It's all about your environment. Please make an English environment because you will get used to it faster, basically. Your motivation will go up. Number three, listen to real speakers. I mean, real speakers, native speakers. Copy them, think about the words that they use. Your brain will do the rest. Okay. I think number four is really just have fun meeting new people. I think the best goal that you can set for languages is to meet more people and to connect with other cultures and people who are different from you. If you don't have an interest in that, I think it's very difficult to try and learn another language. And so that's my four recommendations to you. I think in my podcast I will discuss these things later. If you have any tips or anything that you want to discuss, please let me know in comments below. Thank you guys for listening to the first podcast of Robot English. This was a short introduction to me. Please let me know in the comments below or email me. Please let me know what you think, and hopefully we can make some great content for you guys. If you want any transcripts, then you can find them below. And also, I'm going to try and make videos every few days, so please subscribe and give me a thumbs up, and I'll see you in the next video. Cheers!